We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Dave in Kinsburg on the Fan.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Joe, Evan. How you guys doing?
What's
hey,
up?
Before, you were talking about how you guys felt Brady was the best quarterback ever. A good quarterback, yes. In my opinion, Joe Montana. Before you guys jump on me, let me tell you.
I look at it as a top five guy. He's not a good quarterback, Brady. Brady's a great quarterback, just like Montana was a great quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
But let me tell you. Let me tell you why I'm so sold on Montana.
Okay.
He played in an era when the rules weren't crazy. When defensive players didn't have to worry about, oh my God, I can't hit him in the leg. I can't hit him in the head. I'm going to get a penalty. If you put Lawrence Taylor in his prime out on the field, Brady wouldn't be playing until he's 40. You guys all know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
You know one thing? No, here's one thing that you have to remember when you compare. And I'm not saying, look, Joe Montana to me, you want to say he's the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm really not. He's in the top five. He's a top five guy. He's right there with Brady. I would agree with that. Remember one thing, though. It's a different era from this aspect. Montana basically played with the same team for all those years. I mean, really. I mean, I know Jerry Rice didn't get there till the last two Super Bowls he won, but that team was kind of together.
Sure,
for 10 years.
That's why
Brady's played with all these different parts.
Our last caller's right about the different rules. There's no doubt about not the only difference between that era and now. You can't go wrong with Joe Montana or Tom Brady. But the problem is when you start your phone call by saying in a weird way,
he's a good quarterback.
Tom Brady is a good quarterback.
Come on.
Like, we can kind of sense that there's some kind of passive aggressiveness going on. Oh,
yes.
Really? That's so sweet of you.
Yes.
You think Tom's a good quarterback? That's real nice. He's a good quarterback.
Right.
If he's just good, then God knows what 90% of the league is then.
But remember, Montana had pretty much that same supporting cast around him for all those years. Remember that, too.
Speaking of which, joining us right now,
here he is,
the Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott, his son Ryan Neese, who won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay, and they join us right now. Ronnie and Ryan, thanks for coming on. How are you guys doing?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, man, he's just average.
Right. That's exactly right. Oh, man. So you guys are the only, if I'm not mistaken, are the only father-son combo to win Super Bowls, right? Is that correct?
Well, the only father-son to win in our first year. We welcomed, you know, Howie Long and Chris Long.
Oh, that's right. Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Howie and Chris. Right.
They're part of our club now.
Tell us what you're doing with Dove Men Plus Care.
Well, I think what we're doing is
Dove,
we're here to learn about how men learn. And I think one of the great things that you guys just talked about, two great athletes. You talked about Joe Montana. You talked about Tom Brady. And one of the great things about being around in a huddle is that you learn how to learn. And I think one of the great reasons of why Tom is where he's at right now is the fact that he continues to learn about the elements of winning, the elements of being around different people. And if you can adapt, which that's the hardest part for any athlete, is to adapt, to get better, to find yourself enhancing others. And Tom has done that. And that's what Dove Men, the Dad 2.0 Summit is all about, is enhancing young men, enhancing them in a way where it helps them get better. And so that's what we're trying to get accomplished here.
Mm. Ronnie, let me ask you this, because when I think of you, I think of one of the greatest defensive backs of all time. You started out as a corner. You moved to safety. But 1981, you were drafted. And if I'm not mistaken, you had three guys in that secondary. You guys were all rookies, you, Williamson, and Eric Wright. And you guys went on to win the Super Bowl that year. I mean, that's really unprecedented when you think about it. I mean, three-fourths of that secondary, I think Dwight Hicks might have been the other guy, three-fourths of that secondary, all rookies, and you guys win the Super Bowl back in that 1981 season. How about that, Ronnie?
Yeah, that was an incredible year. And, again, if you think about a dad summit, that was a kid summit.
Right, right.
So here we were out there trying to find a way to do what we were capable of doing, and that was to go out and play up to the capabilities of our talents. And then, you know, if you think about George Seifert, who was our, you know, defensive back coach, you think about Ray Rhodes, who was our assistant defensive back coach. If it wasn't for those two guys, we wouldn't have made it. And the reason I say that is that they were there constantly, always working with us on our craft, getting us better, making sure that we studied well, making sure that we understood all the situations. And that's what this game is going to come down to. That's what this Super Bowl will come down to. Will the secondary of the Eagles be able to handle every situation? So far, there are defensive secondaries. They've handled three-quarters. They've handled three-quarters and all the way up to the last 2 minutes, and they still haven't been able to handle that one situation where it gets out of hand and they're not able to shut it down. But you got to handle situations, and that's what we did. We did a great job of that, but you got to attribute that to Ray Rhodes, and you got to attribute that to George Seifert, our rookie year.
Now, I have to bring up a negative moment because you are talking to New York, and that was 1990 NFC Championship game. You're going for a three-peat, and in your way are the New York Giants and what was an absolute classic.
Yep.
What is your lasting memory of that game and the frustration of not getting that opportunity to win a third straight Super Bowl?
Yeah, and when you said it, right away I started feeling this kind of bad kind of, you know, my stomach started to kind of boil there. And it's funny, I was at the Warriors game against the Cavaliers when LeBron made that great play, and I hadn't had that feeling since that Giants game, that feeling of, you know, that we had it and it got away from us, and in that game, which it was a classic game, Hostiller did a wonderful job, but all the things that went on in that last quarter changed history. And because in that last quarter, there were moments where things and that I can only recall for myself, that I remember it was a third down. Hostetler, they're getting ready, they're driving, and he fumbled. The ball was fumbled, and it bounced in front of him. I'm on a blitz, and as I'm going on this blitz, I think the ball's going to bounce straight up to me. It bounces towards his right. He picks up the ball. He runs for a first down, and it was the perfect call that we had on that would have stopped them. And all of a sudden, he gets the first down. They then go for a couple more plays. They kick the field goal to win the game. But it was that kind of moment where you sit there and you said, the ball didn't bounce our way. And it definitely on that particular play, I remember distinctly saying, I can't believe that happened.
You know, Ronnie, that year too, though, I'll never forget, in this game, you actually won that Monday night game against the Giants. I think you beat them 7-3. And the game, at the end of the game, you and Sims are like right in each other's face mask at the end of that game, Ronnie. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. What did you say? What were you and Phil Sims saying that night when you were kind of getting in each other's grill?
I was talking to him about how I love Dove.
I'm sure that was it, right?
Yeah, man. You know, we had that bonding moment, man. And the funny thing is that Ryan goes on. He and Phil's son, Chris,
right,
they go
right
on to play B team.
That's right.
With Tampa.
That's right.
That's right. That's in Tampa. Funny. That's right. Right. That's funny.
And Chris and I would talk in the locker room about how much our dads hated each other, and we wanted to find a way to help bridge that relationship. It was amazing hearing those stories. But shout out to all the Giants fans. Some classic battles between the Niners and the Giants over the 80s. Being a kid around that environment was inspiring for me. Man, it was awesome games.
Yeah, no, it was some tremendous games. We're talking to Ronnie Lott and Ryan Neese. You know, you played – let's talk to you, Ryan, for a second. You played – what I think is one of the great defenses of all time in the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, loaded with Hall of Famers, you know, two are there already. There's probably a couple other guys that are going to wind up there too. I mean, that was one of the great defenses ever. How about that Buck team in 2002?
It was phenomenal. Obviously, coming in as a rookie as well and getting the opportunity to line up with Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks and John Lynch and Rondé Barber and Simeon Rice and all the cast of characters that made up that defense. Phenomenal athletes. very aggressive and a belief in one another that we could actually win the game. We did not care about what our offense was going to do going into a game, and I'd never been in an environment like that before, that the defense felt like they could put points on the board. You know, you got to think about that for a second. It wasn't our job to stop a team from scoring. It was our job to find a way to put points on the board. And I remember Coach Gruden, when he came in, that was his first year, he challenged the defense on how many turnovers could we break the record on, the number of turnovers that we could create and the number of touchdowns we could create. And we took that to heart and embodied it in a lot of ways. And being around players like the Hall of Famers that you guys just alluded to, that's what separated us. And I will have to say, we also had a phenomenal coaching staff when you think about Monty Kiffin and
right.
Joe Barry and all the other guys that Mike Tomlin, and so on and so forth, that made up a great coaching staff that allowed us to play at such a high level.
We're talking to Ronnie Lott. We're talking to his son, Ryan Neese, courtesy of Dove Men Plus Care. Now, Ronnie, you're going to be on the College Football Playoff Selection Committee.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
So will you be able to vote on USC? How's that going to work now? Are you going to be able to, like, be unbiased without all that?
Look, first of all, guys, it's an incredible honor. An incredible honor for a host of reasons. And how I've looked at this and how I view it is, hey, man, now I'm a Navy SEAL. And when you're a Navy SEAL, there are things that are protocol to how you handle everything that you do. And one of the great things that I know is that in that effort, you think of others. You don't think of yourself, you think of others. And so one of the great things that I've learned very early on is that you take a question that you just asked and you make sure that you pass that on to Bill Hancock, who will be the person who is shepherding and doing what he has done for so many years. And so for me, the biases that I look at right now, I'm learning. I'm going to be a part of this incredibly gifted group of people, and hopefully we'll be able to make a great decision for college football.
Do you think that's about what we've learned about here at the Dad 2.0 Summit too, Dad? I mean, just the stewardship that we have to have as fathers and the mentorship and like you said, somewhat of a Navy SEAL approach of being able to know it's about an entire group of us working together for something bigger than self.
And that's really a great question and a great thought that Ryan just posed there. And the reason I say question and thought is that the question is that it's not about you. It's not about me having it's about everyone that's a collective group of people that are coming together. And that's what I've learned when you're around Navy SEALs, they give to each other. And that's what I've learned in life. And if you think about great football teams, you mentioned the guy that was one of the all-time best, Lawrence Taylor. And who's their greatest? NYC, LT, LT. And so when you think of a guy like that, he thought of not just himself but others and played that way. And one of the great things that I loved was meeting him and getting to know him in the Pro Bowl and still being around him is because of what he thinks about other than himself sometimes. And to me, that's what I really admire about, you know, being around teams and being around great people.
Ronnie, I got to ask you this question. And, you know, because in your heyday in the 80s, obviously you guys won 4 Super Bowls, one of the great teams of all time. But you had trouble with the Giants. I mean, let's be honest. They beat you 3 times in the playoffs. 1988, last game of the year, you're playing the Rams. You guys already got it wrapped up. You wrapped up. You're in the playoffs. I think you're going to win the division no matter what. If the Rams win the game, they knock the Giants out of the playoffs. Now, tell me, because I know Phil always said you guys laid down that night like dogs to make sure the Giants didn't get in the playoffs. Is that true, Ronnie? Yes or no?
No, no. And I can tell you that. And I understand this. There is no truth to that one. But more importantly, I think one of the great things that I love, and I know this. The respect that we had over the years of competing against arguably one of the great defensive teams ever was a tremendous honor and effort. At the same time, I realized that every time that we go out there. I would have a chance, and Coach Parcells would always run over and say hello. And I thought that that was one of the classiest things that a coach from the other team would come over and you know, say hello before the game. And so there are moments that I cherished about that relationship. Yes, there were moments of learning defeat, but, you know, just all I can say is that I'm not sure how many did they get, you know. and I just know that we came to bring our best, right? I'm not sure how many that they were able to accomplish, but I know we came to bring our best.
Does it bother you, Ronnie, because, you know, when we think of the great 49er teams, we always think of the offense. You're thinking of Montana, you're thinking of Rice, you're thinking of Roger Craig, you know, Rathman. These are the guys you're thinking of, Dwight Clark. You're thinking of those guys. But your defense was tremendous. You did not get I didn't think that your Niner teams got the respect defensively that you deserved. How about that, Ron?
No, you're absolutely right, and I think the reason why is that when you have what we had and you think about the signature of the West Coast offense and having that be something that everybody felt was, you know, kind of new age football, that you could just only focus on that. But when I think about all the close games we won, and one of the great things that I learned about the game of football is that in the fourth quarter, you know, which Parcells would always say, and I always knew this, that we got to get in the fourth quarter and we got to keep the game close when we play the 49ers.
Right, right.
We got to give ourselves a chance. And so then the question that Bill would always say is that how many first downs can we get and how many turnovers can we get? And
Bill Walsh. You mean Bill Walsh now, are you saying that, right?
Walsh. And that testament is around managing. And that's why when you look at the Patriots, they manage every situation, every moment.
Yep, they do.
They do an incredible job. And one of the tough parts about learning how to lose and learning how to win is understanding why you lost. Mm. And a lot of teams don't understand why they lose. But when you play against the Parcells of the world, and you play against the Joe Gibbs of the world, and you play against the Vermeils of the world, you have to win the game. You got to win the game, and you got to do it in all four quarters. And that's the hardest part about, you know, playing against some of those great teams, because they would put you in situations where you have to deal and honor that situation and play to your best. But that's why our defense probably didn't get the credit that it deserved, because a lot of people didn't see that we were a big part of playing offense for our defense. I mean, excuse me, offense for our team. We played a lot of offense by getting the ball back to our offensive team.
Mm. Guys, we really appreciate coming on.
Really?
Tell us again what you're doing at
Big
Dad 2.0 Summit in New Orleans.
Well, I think a lot about centers around, you know, what Dove Men Plus Cares, you know, embodies. It's the idea of trying to get men to understand how to come together, share pivotal moments in their life, care for themselves, and, you know, just a central part of fatherhood. And the reason why we're here at Dad 2.0 Summit is being a father and son duo that have achieved interesting things in our life. It's inspiring for us to be around other men and share our pivotal moments and share things that have happened on our journey and how we care for one another and how other men care for us and have helped us become better fathers.
Mm. Guys, we really appreciate you coming
it, guys.
On. Thank you.
Ronnie Lott, Ryan Neese, guys, appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.